一言お祈りして、そして、今日の御言葉を皆さんと共に分かち合ってまいりたいと思います。お祈りとします。 Let's pray。 愛する天のお父様、今日もあなたの御言葉を心より感謝いたします。主よ、どうぞ今日もこの語る者の口をあなたが清めてくださって、主よ、あなたの御言葉を語ることができますように。また主よ、御言葉を聞く私たち一人一人があなたの御霊に導かれ、必要な霊の糧をいただくことができますように、私たちが主よ、あなたの子としてふさわしく整えられていくことができますように、主よ、どうぞ助け導いてください。これからの時をすべて御手に委ねて、愛する主イエスキリストの御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。
So it is third Sunday, so I'm speaking in English today. So when you read today's passage, how did you feel? How did you feel? When I read today's passage, I was shocked. This is not Jesus who I know. Jesus is supposed to be kind. He's supposed to be smiling all the time, but today he's hungry. And he's angry. And, you know, I feel so bad for the fig tree because it wasn't season. It wasn't even season. Of course, it doesn't have a fruit. But Jesus, you know, cursed the tree, and tree died completely. And not only that, Jesus went into the temple and he, you know, turned over the tables and kicks out the people there. Jesus was so mad, and this is not the Jesus who I know from the Bible. It's really, really not like our usual Jesus. And especially today's passage include a few stories, and it's combined at least the two stories, right? The one is the story is about fig tree, and the other story is the temple, the story that Jesus clears the temple. And these two stories kind of goes back and forth, and it's combined, so it's a little bit confusing, and for some of us might be difficult to understand what Jesus was trying to teach, was trying to tell us. But basically, I think Jesus was trying to teach one simple message from today's passage, and which is about faith. He wanted to teach us about faith. So, I kind of want to divide today's passage into three, as usual. First, Jesus is teaching about unfaithfulness and its result. Jesus was hungry, and he wanted to eat something, and he found a fig tree for distance. And it has a lot of leaves on it. But once he get close to it, he couldn't find any fruits, and he cursed the tree. It seems like totally different story. Like fig tree and what Jesus did in the temple seems totally different two stories, but actually, He is teaching same thing, and he did it on purpose because he knew there was no fruit because it wasn't season. He knew it, and he did it on purpose. Why? If you read Old Testaments and even in the New Testaments, you can find the fig trees. The story is talking about fig trees in many places, and not only fig trees, but like grapes. Grape trees and other fruits. And not only Jesus, but also prophets, they use the fig tree or grapes or other fruits to explain or to represent
the nation of Israel or the city of Jerusalem. So they use it in like parables, or they use it as examples so that people can understand it. So this fig tree is not just a story. Jesus get hungry and get mad and disgusted. But this fig tree represents the condition, the spiritual, especially spiritual condition of Israel, condition of Jerusalem. When Jesus looked the tree far distance, it has a lot of leaves. If you see the Jerusalem, there is many people gathering because the festival Passover is approaching. So many people were gathering in the city of Jerusalem, and it looks exciting. And people looked so faithful outside because they come far distance to celebrate the Passover. So many people. It's exciting, you know, people getting exciting. And so it looks like they are doing good business from far distance. But once you get close to it, once you enter the temple, once you get close to the fig tree, Jesus couldn't find any fruits. Jesus could not find any faith. Jesus couldn't find anybody who really came to worship God, who really came to give thanks to God. He couldn't find any fruits in the fig tree and in the city of Jerusalem as well. So fig tree looks very rich from far distance, but actually the reality is it's not. And Jerusalem, it looks so rich from far distance. It has a beautiful temple, many people, people come to pay the money to buy sacrifice, and it's, people all get excited, and the good business are going on. But when Jesus looked into their heart, he couldn't find any faith, love, or thanks, or worship to God. So Jesus is not just showing, I will be angry sometimes, but Jesus is showing that his disciples and to us the reality and also the warning. The reality is it might look rich outside, it might look religious outside, but they are dead in spirit. And next day, when Jesus and his disciples walked by the fig tree, it was dead completely. And this is the result. This is what going to happen to the people who has no or true faith in them. So this is the teaching that Jesus is trying to teach, the reality. Jesus trying to open their eyes to the reality and also give them the warning through the fig tree, the parable fig tree experience, making them to experience and also see the reality in the Jerusalem. And number two, in today's passage, Jesus is not only trying to teach unfaithfulness and its result, but he's also teaching faithfulness. What's faithfulness? Faithfulness and its result. And it's very last part, the verse 22 to 24. The disciples are so shocked and they were so amazed when they saw the dead fig tree. Because this is something impossible, you know, like it was fine, it looks rich yesterday, but now it's all dead to the root. It's all dead. Even if you cut the tree, it will die eventually, but won't die, you know, that soon. But it looked absolutely dead. So it was a miracle. And disciples are so shocked and told that to the Jesus. But Jesus replied with even more surprising answer. But Jesus says, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. My English translation might be a little bit old one. This is the New King James Version, so it might be a little different from what Carol read, but the basically saying same thing. So faithfulness, faith that Jesus is talking about, trying to teach us, is the faith is to believe something that seems impossible. Faith is to believe that you cannot believe. It's kind of confusing. But faith is believing something you can't believe. Believing in something you can believe is not the faith. Believing in something that's impossible is the faith. That's what Jesus was trying to teach. And prayer with such faith can make that impossible possible. And why Jesus taught this to his disciples? Because his time was approaching. His time was approaching. He was going to die on the cross for our sin. And on the third day, he rose. And this is what was going to happen next few days. And this is totally something impossible to believe. But his disciples have to believe this. They have to be ready to believe this impossible salvation. Jesus died on the cross and he rose again on the third day, and this is something seems impossible to believe. Even today people listen to the gospel, they say, not the story made up. I never seen a dead man came back to the life. It's impossible. But faith is about believing something impossible. And Jesus said, if you believe, if you have that faith, that can come true. So believing in Jesus died on the cross and rose again make us possible to be saved. Because it's impossible. Some people might think, I think I'm good enough to go to heaven, but too bad. No one has good enough deeds to reach to heaven. The Bible said everyone is sinner, and no one can go to heaven without Jesus. So some might think if we build up our deeds, good deeds, one day you might think you will reach the heaven. No, heaven is far up there. It's impossible. Impossible for us to reach the heaven by our own. But if we believe something impossible, which is Jesus did on the cross, it becomes possible for us to go to heaven or to rebuild the relationship with God. So Jesus was trying to teach or trying to prepare his disciples for his death and resurrection. And after that. And lastly, one more thing I'd like to share today is number three, which is verse 25. Jesus add this one sentence. He said, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. So this is like a condition applies. Condition applies. When you buy something, there is an instruction, but sometimes it has condition applies. And this is what that is. I know some people, not some, but quite many people, the people who read this passage thinks if they pray without a doubt, if they pray hard, what they prayed will come true.
Have you tried that? When you read this passage, okay, if I pray without doubt, the Bible said it will come true. So okay, I want to be a rich man. So I'm going to pray without doubt. Or I want to marry this person. So I'm going to pray without doubt. Have you ever tried that from this passage? But that's not what Jesus is trying to teach here. You know, many people, when they read this passage, they misunderstand, misinterpret. Like, they think if they pray hard, if they pray without doubt, they think they can make their dream or their desire come true. But that's not what Jesus was trying to teach here. This is not how to make your dream or desire come true instruction. That's why Jesus added this instruction. If you are against anything, anyone, forgive him first. He's not just talking about anger in your mind, but any sinful thought, any self-centered desire, anything dirty in your heart, Jesus said, clear them first. Clear them. Just like Jesus cleared the temple. Clear them first. Then pray. So this is not about making my dream come true. But this is about salvation. This is about something seems impossible. To make something seems impossible, possible. Regarding salvation. And this is about trusting God. Trusting God. He is trying to teach to trust God. Trust His salvation. He's not teaching just pray hard and your dream come true. No. He's trying to teach us to trust God. And that can make our salvation possible. It's not your deeds. It's not your effort. But just believing Him and what Jesus has done for us. And we are so thankful that we can believe in Jesus. Because this is a miracle. If you believe in Jesus, it's a miracle. Because you're believing something impossible. So this is a miracle really. So let us give thanks to God for that. And also let us pray so that the people can trust Him. Trust Him. That's what God is looking for. That is God is waiting for us to trust Him more. Trust Him more. Let's pray. お祈りいたします。愛する天の父なる神様、あなたを信じることは何という尊い奇跡でしょうか。あなたの憐れみと恵みによって主よ、私たちはあなたを信じることができます。そしてあなたを信じることによって主よ、私たちに救いの道をあなたが備えてくださったことを感謝いたします。私たちには何もできません。しかし主よ、ただあなたを信じるときに、あなたが私たちを導き、必要な糧を与え、またあなたとの交わりを回復してくださることを覚えて感謝いたします。しかし主よ、なおあなたを信じることのなんと困難なことでしょうか。あなたの導きなしに、あなたの憐れみなしに、私たちは信じることはできません。主よ、どうぞ今あなたの御言葉を聞いて心に迷いのある方々がいらっしゃるならば、主よ、どうぞあなたの御霊を持って豊かに導き、信じる心を主よ、あなたが備え与えてくださいますようにお願いいたします。すべてのことを御手に委ね、愛する主イエスキリストの御名によって感謝してお祈りいたします。アーメン。